You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. That way you'll get to hear Dimitri live and dangerously local, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. We got a very special guest. Also today, Facebook Live stream on the River Talk Facebook page, the River Talk Facebook page. You get to see our very special in-studio guest, Dolph Santorin. Asked him to hold over. He was our guest the last hour. We're having such a good time, but also challenging each other as well, which I like, and he seems to like too, unless I make him look bad, then he doesn't like that. And anyway, so you can watch that.
Here, hold this hand grenade. Well, vote for Dolph.
You make it sound like a bad thing. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so it's the River Talk Facebook page. You've been coughing a lot lately. Do you have COVID?
No.
Oh, thank God, because now I'm going to get it. You know, I was concerned about that. Facebook page, so share this everywhere if you would. Hi, how you doing? Lots of comments, mostly from David Lane, radio programming bleeding over to us. Oh, it says, yeah, the radio programming is bleeding over to West Virginia Department. So it's bleeding over onto the Facebook. Gang.
This is where I say,
sorry.
I'm not the engineer of
record. Sorry. apologies. I'm sorry. All right. Back to our very special guest, Dolph Santorin. You say you want less government. I'm reading this here, and that sounds great coming from a Republican candidate and all that. Give me an example of some other examples of less government that you want to essentially make happen if you are the representative in the House of Delegates, 4th District, West Virginia.
Well, you know, and I think plain, it's kind of a play on words, but it's true. I mean, do you get a better haircut because there's a licensure requirement for hair, people who cut hair? And the answer is probably not.
Which taxes do you want to eliminate?
As many as possible.
Starting with?
But starting with the double taxation on renters.
All right.
It's not fair.
Agreed. Second one, what else would you do?
We need to roll back the income tax. And the income tax is the big one, because if you end up looking at the states that have been really successful with it, you're looking at Florida, you're looking at Tennessee, and guess what? Net influx. You know, people are leaving New York City and Mondami the commie, and they're headed right down to Florida, or they're headed to Tennessee, and there's no reason in the world we can't be in that same group.
So how much money does West Virginia get from the income tax?
Right now, it's none of these are things that you can do instantly, and we ended up...
No, that wasn't the question. It was a simple question, simple direct question.
A simple direct question.
How much money does West Virginia get from the income tax?
And you know I'm going to say I'm not sure. I can look that up, Dimitri.
Yes,
I don't need.
Yes,
that
you
is
could
not,
have.
That
yes,
is
you,
not.
Yes,
that
you
is
could
not
have.
Tight. That's not top of mind.
But it just is, because you. Look, this is not a trick question.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're the one who brought
this
up.
This
Florida
is not,
and Tennessee. Okay, fine. So my question is: all right, well then, what are we looking at here for the income tax for West Virginia? Because the next question is: all right, if it's I'm just going to pick a number, you know.
Okay.
$10 billion.
The number isn't important. Where do you replace the revenue with?
That is my question for you.
I have that answer.
All right. Go ahead.
You know, we're getting it.
That's Olivia Newton-John now. I swear to you.
She's a whole lot better looking than I am.
Olivia Newton-John, as I'm talking to you. Jesus. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What now?
We're at this point where we're getting record severance taxes because of the gas and oil play. And coal, you know, coal's not going to go away. And coal can't go away. Mm. And coal is a very important part of our energy economy. And I'm a big supporter of coal, you know, even if they're not endorsing me. And I don't care, because it's
they're
part
not,
of what
they're
we're
not doing. Endorsing you.
Yeah. Can you believe that? No, they get. It's a long story. I'm not going to worry about it.
Really?
Yeah.
They're endorsing your opponent?
I still, yes. Can you believe that?
Who's your opponent? I don't even know who your opponent is. Which I would have him on here, by the way. I give everyone a fair shot. If they mm-hmm. could ask, it's like, sure, you can come on. Why would they endorse your opponent? Who's that? That's some
because
lawyer,
he's
right?
In the, no. He's from the. He works in the coal industry. That's why.
Oh, well.
And so it was an inside
play. Right, well,
but
okay,
the thing I'm really worried about with my opponent is the fact that he's bought and paid for by AEP. And I think
who
that,
is the opponent?
Pardon?
What's his name?
Ennis.
Who?
Ennis.
Ennis.
Uh-huh.
And AEP, that would be Erica Storch?
You said it. I didn't.
Well, you didn't disagree. So what is Erica Storch doing getting involved in this and supporting Ennis? Why? I don't understand. What does that mean?
I guess you need to ask her. I don't know. I am not bought and paid for by any industry. I want to do the right things for the people in the 4th District.
And AEP is endorsing your opponent, who is a coal miner?
He's in the coal industry.
In the coal industry.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do, to, as long as we're talking about AEP and Erica Storch and all that, what can you do to lower our electric bills? Because yesterday, Laura Wakeham Chapman was here, full disclosure, Dimitri 2020 LLC client, advertiser on the station, said that we had the greatest increase of any state in the nation when it came to power costs, electricity, and it seems to me the big problem is that we have monopolies that deal in price fixing with the government. The government allows the monopoly, AEP and these others, and then also the price fixing, because it determines how much they can charge individuals for power. So you got a monopoly with price fixing, all legal. What are you going to do to help us?
There's a couple of things going on here. You know, the monopoly's not going to go away, and we invited the monopoly, and there's a solid economic reason for it. Okay? And there is.
What is it? The monopolies are more efficient. They lower the costs. Is that your argument, Dalton?
That will almost never be my argument. But
in this case, it is.
It is. Because
no. Seriously?
Hold a second. There's two pieces to this.
Yes.
And one piece is the generation. And I expect generation of electricity. And competition is a great thing. But when it comes to running wires down your street and delivering it, if there are two people running wires down your street, what's going to happen is there's going to be a race to the bottom, and whoever has the most money wins. And then you're right back to having one source.
No, let me explain this to you. Okay. Let me real-worldize you.
Okay.
And I'm glad you used that example. I really am. I'm delighted he used that example. And I saw this in Pennsylvania. I don't have it in Richland Township. It's a shame. When you have at least two companies racing around trying to have wires brought into your house, that's pretty much your argument, right? It's a race mm-hmm. to the bottom. No. It's a race to the top, because one of them is going to do a better job. And cable is the perfect example of that, because I have Comcast, the worst company in the history of companies. But in Pennsylvania, when we lived, we had Comcast, but also Verizon. Both companies wires into my house.
Right.
The Verizon company wires were fiber optic.
Right.
And the Comcast ones were not. There is a perfect example. When there is competition, then it's going to get better. There is no
competition.
Let me finish. But in my house, Richland Township, we have just this god-awful Comcast Xfinity crap company. It's always crap. Whenever it rains, the cables, they have absolutely no motivation whatsoever to do anything. I've got the worst television, the worst. It's the worst. There's no competition. But if there was ever competition on my street, I swear to God, and it was fiber optic, I'd switch just like that.
In Ohio County, we have competition.
Yes.
And you're talking about internet right now. But
I'm talking about wires. Wires to the house. That's the example that you
absolutely.
Used.
Absolutely. And
do you have fiber
I can
optic?
Give you,
do you have fiber
yes,
optic?
I do.
Okay, do both companies, or how many companies have options to wire your house?
I have Comcast and Frontier.
And Comcast and Frontier, do they both now offer fiber optic?
I don't know about Comcast. I know Frontier is exclusively fiber optic.
Okay, but Comcast, where I am, it's just Comcast. There's no competition. There's no motivation. So you
but
actually,
what I'm
you
saying,
actually
no. What I, finish, what right? I'm saying is
you actually made my point.
There, no.
Yes, you did. Go ahead.
Race to the bottom.
Race to the top, because one of them is fiber optic. I experienced that in Pennsylvania, and without competition, it's just the bottom with Comcast at my house today. today. I mean, I can't believe you used that example. And it's the perfect argument.
I'm going to send you a couple of case studies about exactly how the economics of this works.
I'll have you come to my house, and you can see the crap that passes for Comcast, and decide for yourself. Yeah, I don't have a choice. Go ahead.
The problem is,
yes,
if you're talking about power or you're talking about dial tone, okay, and it's not a special case on the fire on the internet side, because guess what, internet is becoming as much as a utility as anything else.
Well, there's a lot of competition, but, though. There's a lot of competition for internet delivery in lots of different ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. And that's fine.
And guess what?
You get to choose.
It makes the price lower.
Well. And better quality as well.
Right.
Well, if you have competition, but you just said, well,
but
if
you're delivering power to your house, which requires wire, and there are two people running wires to your house for that,
two companies,
one of the two goes bankrupt every single time. Documented case study after case study after case study.
Because
guess what? You're delivering the power. The power gets generated over here, and you pay for the power over here. And we all see it in one bill.
But
if you've got two companies, two sets of wires going down your street, okay, whoever's got the deepest pocket wins. Which is why we ended up going with a single wireline phone company and a single utility company and a single gas company in the past.
Okay, let me explain where you're wrong. But we can only, we're only going to be on the air until 9 o'clock.
And I am an ardent free market capitalist.
No, you're not, or else you're on my side.
No.
When you break up the power companies, these monopolies, I call them monopolies, electric monopolies.
They are.
This is what they are. Mm-hmm. Then you will have other companies generating power in other ways. Have you heard of Standard Oil? Have you heard of Standard Oil and pipes and everything else? Have you heard of Standard Oil?
Yeah.
Have you heard of Ma Bell? Same thing. Wires going into the house. You're making my point over and over. You have different companies generating power in different ways. And the most efficient ones, and it may end up being nuclear, for heaven's sakes, they're going to win. But when you have a monopoly... Are you a free market guy? I mean,
I'm a free market guy.
I know it. You own stock in AEP, don't you?
You own electric
company stock, right?
No, nope.
I was hoping I'd that didn't work. But anyway, we can agree to disagree on this one, but honestly,
I'm going to send you a couple of case studies.
Come to my house.
And one of which is from a guy by the name of Mike Munger at Duke University.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he basically...
Munger. Is he related to Warren Buffett's guy?
No.
Charlie Munger?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. No. I met the man once. I audited one of his courses. We correspond sometimes.
You were pretty quick to say no, and then I said, "You sure?" Well, no.
No.
Can you believe this?
Hey,
guy?
Come on!
Can you believe this guy?
If you've got those,
my headphones here, and my listeners as well on Facebook. Oh my God! I want to kill myself. Anyway. Yes. Fine. You can send me the report. I'll just have you come to my house and say, "There's Comcast. There's no competition. There it is. Here's the modem. Here's how the box works. Here it is. Here's no competition.
And guess what?
Take a look
at
it." But our house in Pennsylvania, where we had a choice, fiber optic, Verizon. Oh,
which one's going to go away first?
Wait, what do you mean, go away? I think it's going to cause Xfinity. Comcast to push up its game to do more fiber optic. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well,
That's competition. look at Standard Oil. Look at Ma Bell. I rest my case. Okay, we got a short break here coming up. Can we hold you over for one more?
Sure.
At least part of a segment. Then we got to do Dimitri Graffiti. And I got to chase you out for that.
Oh, boy.
I know. You can call in, though.
I wonder.
You can call in.
I wonder if I'll get attacked. It'll be good.
I certainly hope you will. I think that would be awesome.
I will prove I have.
I don't know. Erica Storch needs to be called in. Why'd you have that asshole on? You know, get rid of him. You know, that kind of a thing. I know that's what I would do if I were Erica Storch. Anyway, got to take a short break here. All right, so download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. all Eastern Time. The radio station is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. And also you can see the Facebook live stream today on the River Talk Facebook page.